Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, doesn't wear a black skirt like Vader Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're going to talk more Star Wars. Yay, because we bullied Ken into sticking around.
No, you did not bully me.
Ken Knobsock, do you have a Star Wars name?
No. On Collider Jedi Council, they call me Kylo Ken.
Oh, I like that.
And I like it. It became part of my identity. I'm not huge on, like, nicknames, but the old host was, so I'm not going to use it much anymore, but I like it. Does that make sense? Like, right. I'm not like...
No, it's fair.
Someone can
you
call me that.
Labeled.
Yeah. Someone can call me that. I'm not going to get offended, but I'm like, hey, just call me Ken.
But you don't have that take the first two letters of all three of your names?
I don't have that. No, no. Yeah. I did that. I was at a...
that's where Jawan came from.
Really? Yeah. Your name.
Because of George Lucas. That's why I did it.
I was at the Chatsworth Library over the summer, and I helped my friend who's a librarian there. He's an old stand-up comic friend of mine, and he's the librarian there, one of them. And we had a kid's Star Wars day, and I went there.
Oh, cute.
It was great. And if there's a Star Trek one, I'm going to throw your guys' name in that hat.
Oh, please do.
Or Doctor Who, I know, but more likely to be a Star Trek one. Anyways, long story short, we had that exercise for kids, and to see kids pick out their Star Wars name and think it was like, oh, this is my name now, and they get a little name
sticker.
That's
really cool.
It was really cool.
That's really cool. All right, so we just talked about a Star Wars comic book, and I want to talk about more Star Wars comic books. Ken, you keep up with most of the extra... What do you call them now? Because they're not the expanded universe. What do you call like the comic books and the books now?
I refer to it as modern canon.
I don't think
that's an official term at all. It's just a way to explain it.
Because the old stuff is legends now.
It's legends, and it was never truly canon. Lucasfilm had released like layers of canon.
And I've always heard the argument about George Lucas didn't want to call the city planet Coruscant, but because it had been used in all these books, they were like, you have to.
Yeah, Timothy Zahn created it. And look, George liked some stuff, like Quinlan Vos had taken a life of its own based off that little appearance in Phantom Menace. That wasn't Quinlan Vos. It was just a guy with a interesting little face paint thing, and it became something. George wasn't like against the legends, but also at the same time famously just like, yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch of other books. That's not what happened. Luke didn't get married. There's no this or no that. There's no... So I always had kind of that kind of view of it.
So we just talked about this one. We talked about the other Darth Vader series. In terms of books and comics, but I'd love to stick mainly to comic books. What are some other great Star Wars comics? Some ones that you have really been enjoying, like old or new?
So... I didn't read a lot of the, like, was it Dark Empire, Shadows of the Empire? I'm familiar with it.
Oh, Shadow of the Empire. Yeah, I love that book.
A lot of people love that stuff.
And that video game.
The video game is great.
Shizor?
Prince Shizor, Zizor, Zizor.
Black Sun.
Shinzon.
Yeah. He's dresses like Shinzon.
I'm not a huge Dash Rendar fan. I'm not, like, I didn't
you
go
mean
that
Han Solo Light?
Exactly. But there's some stuff. There was, Mark Riley was a big fan of what, I think it's called Star Wars Infinities? I don't know. And it is a what if series. And he used to.
I remember that.
We were at Collider writing together. He'd always talk. So one day he brought it because I'd never read it. He brought it in. And I thought, you know, because it's so far, it's not canon. You don't have to worry about it. It's just this fun, like, all right, what if this happened? I got into it. I liked that a lot. But for mostly, I do concentrate on, I keep up on everything that's out now. Not a lot of the IDW stuff, only because I just at some point have to choose.
Yeah. Yeah,
I gotta stick with Marvel. You know,
is there a series out there that if somebody came to you at a convention or one of your book signings and were like, "Hey, Ken, I want to read Star Wars comic books. What's a good one to start with?"
I would say the Charles Soule Vader one we just talked about in the main episode. I'd say the first volume of Vader. Charles Soule also wrote the 5-issue Lando run, which deals with Lando, Bespin Lando, young. There's a younger Lando series. The main line that's finally wrapping up and they're going to do another version of it, or the kind of, you know, the post-Empire version, had some spectacular moments and characters. It also had
and
some...
And the Journals of Obi-Wan issues, which I really enjoyed.
And that's a highlight. I can't lie, and I get accused of being too positive about Star Wars. Well, I don't like a lot of the later issues and later stuff. And that's some very good writers and artists working on them. I don't want to disrespect anybody. I just didn't pull it in.
No, I agree.
It didn't pull me in.
I agree with you. The main series falls into the trap that I feel that most tie-in comic books do, and Star Trek comic books have fell into this.
Okay.
Every tie-in comic book has fell into this. It's this idea of how do you make the story matter when everything you're writing You can't kill any characters off. Mm-hmm. You can't change any characters. You have to leave them exact. It's the James Bond effect. You have to leave them exact at the beginning of the story and at the end of the story. They have to be exactly the same. So how do you tell a compelling story when you can't change your character?
And there's ways to do it, right? But this one, it goes into weird spots. And there's an arc where they're at a castle with like a vampire witch kind of creature. And that's not bad. I like the Night Sisters and Clone Wars. But then Luke and Han are kind of possessed for a couple issues. And you're just... I love comic books, but don't get me wrong, it just makes sense, too comic booky for Star Wars.
And that is so a proper
pulls
term.
Me out. Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if Star Wars is best served in a miniseries format, because I think the Princess Leia series, which I will die screaming about, why wasn't there a single goddamn woman who was in charge
because
of
Because Mark Waid has to pay his bills.
Look.
Although Mark Waid's a great writer.
It's a great
guest of this podcast
series. I actually really enjoyed it. I think he did a really great job, but I'm also mad about Invisible Woman for the same reason. But that's a great miniseries. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if maybe, you know, because of the tendency to go comic booky, especially with big mythologies like this, if maybe it should only be you get 6 issues, you get 12 issues, and then we bring in someone else or we don't for a while and the toys sit in the toy box and everything's okay.
100% agree with you.
Yay!
100. Like, Soul got 25 issues or so for Vader. Mm-hmm. Great.
And then the first one was 25 as well.
Yeah. Aphra is a great character and a great series, but it's gone into weird places.
It waxes and wanes for sure, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the next series written by an Asian female, so imagine that.
The Kanan series is good too, and it's quite short.
The Kanan series is good. And that had an ending. The Poe series had an ending, and the Poe series had some crazy, don't give me the Gracchus the Hutt and everything, but there's some wonderful stuff in the Poe series. Some of my favorite moments. I think you're really, really right for these things, and I think they've learned a little bit, but we'll see. But they're going with some ongoing ones.
Can I tell you what my favorite Star Wars comic book of all time is? I think Ken might be the only other person in the universe person
Galaxy?
That I talk to, Galaxy, that might actually know what this is. My favorite Star Wars comic book is Star Wars Legacy. Do you know what Star Wars Legacy is?
That's a Dark Horse
comic. It was a Dark Horse book, and I pulled it up just to make sure I didn't get it wrong. It's set 100 years after the end of the Yuuzhan Vong War, and it stars Cade Skywalker, who's not a Jedi, who's like a pirate.
Can I tell you a fun fact?
Yeah. Sure.
When I was in high school, my friends and I all created our Harry Potter characters, and I stole the name Cade
from this book too?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, can I tell you a secret? I dated Cade Skywalker in high school.
It's a girl's name. Fight me.
This book was written by John Ostrander, who, if you don't know that name, one of the original creators of the Suicide Squad. Oh, not creators, but one of the writers of one of the best runs. He also wrote an amazing run in the 90s on The Spectre. Mm-hmm. It's the only good run on The Spectre. And this was to celebrate one of these Star Wars anniversaries, the late 90s one, whatever one, the 20th one, I think. Anyways.
I don't know. What's math?
Mm-hmm. And they kind of just let John Ostrander go crazy. Like, what would the Star Wars universe be? Like, stormtroopers are force users and, you know, like a Sith control. It's not the idea of the rule of two. It's the idea of he has multiple apprentices. I just thought it was so bonkers and so weird. And I've said this several times in this podcast. The reason why Star Trek went away for about 15 years or for about 10 years and there was no Star Trek online or anywhere in any movies, it was because that Star Wars got too safe. And Star Wars
or Star Trek? Because you've said both in the last sentence.
My apologies. Star Trek. So Star Trek was around for 18 years, right? Mm-hmm. And then Star Trek Enterprise came on and it went away.
Yeah.
And then it was gone until the 2009 movie. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why it went away is because they played it too safe. All the stories were the same. All the characters were the same. It was captain on a ship fighting aliens. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared. And 2009 kicked it in its ass. And the thing I liked about Star Wars Legacies was because up to this point, it was like... Here's Luke. Luke finds a Sith Lord you've never heard of before. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what's going to happen? Is he going to go to the dark side? Book over, he didn't. Mm. And it was repeat. And Legacy was this like, nah, there's no Jedis, man. There's just pirates.
But I think we can all agree that the greatest thing about modern Star Wars comics is the Chris Iliopoulos backup story.
Oh, 100%.
They're awesome. And we didn't. I wanted to mention them on the main podcast, and we didn't. And the one that's in the end of the 12-issue collection where Vader stomps on his little doggy is actually really cute.
The mouse droid one?
Yeah. The mouse droid. Yeah. Is that what it's called? The little...
It's like MRE droid. It looks like a walking shoe.
You know when Sphero made the little BB-8, which we own, and I assume you own as well.
I do not. I did not invest in that. I went under that thing.
Okay. And it's now our most expensive paperweight.
Yep.
But it's because driving it was really hard.
Yep. But I've always said that Sphero should make the mouse droid.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want that thing. And I want it to be like a Roomba where it just goes around and it squeaks at you.
It's got function.
Ken, my final question to you is, what do you think is the area of the Star Wars franchise that has not been explored in the comic books, but really should be? A character area concept.
I would love... I'll say there's a character called Rae Sloane, who was introduced in A New Dawn, Jonathan Jackson Miller's book, which was the first of the new canon, the modern canon, 2014. Captain Sloane. Chuck Wendig grew that character more.
Awesome writer.
Chuck Wendig's great, and I love his Aftermath trilogy. And Admiral Sloane, Grand Admiral Rae Sloane is big in that. And then she appears in, I think, the Vader comic or the Mandalorian. There's a great shot of her in a comic. Mm-hmm. She's got a blaster in her hand. She's the one that essentially starts the First Order, and we don't know yet.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's fascinating because she's an inspirational character who's a villain, technically. Like
She was in the original Empire.
Yes. She New Dawn is before New Hope.
Okay.
It's the Kanan Hera origin story, so to speak. She's there. And so she serves the Empire for a very long time, and she's one of the last ones standing, but she's an inspirational character. And I want to know what happened, and I think a comic might be a good way to tell it.
I love it. That's great. Now, Ken,
I'm sorry for my coughing jag again, sir.
It's all good. In between your coughs, I was going to ask you to tell all our listeners again, where can they find you online? And you have a Patreon as well, correct?
I do. You can find me at Ken Knapsack or go to KenKnapsack.com or Ken Knapsack on Patreon. That's me. Hey, Patreon.com/KenKnapsack. Do the show 5 Extra Minutes. I think you both have appeared on that, or you've both been on the Knapsack Files. Do a thing called Inside Why We Love Star Wars, which I'm going through my book and just letting people ask me questions about my choices. I'm going over some mistakes where I'm like, that shouldn't have been there, or I wouldn't have put that there now.
I really admire that you do that, because nothing is perfect and no one is infallible. And we live in a world where more people should admit to things like that.
There's some oopsies I'm trying to un-oops, but yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and talking about Star Wars comics, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your support, everybody out there listening to this, because it's because of you. That's why we get to talk with Ken and hold him here longer, even though he probably should just take a Ricola and go to sleep.
Go to bed.
So, I offered him one. I will have
She
I
did, know. Actually. I wish I'd taken it. Talk about oopsies.
I know.
I made one there.
I'm just saying to all the patrons, it's because of you is why we have those cough drops. So thank you so much for that. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.